Without judges, lawyers, or clerks, Wisconsin's court system would grind to a halt. The same is true for court interpreters, who ensure that everyone involved in the proceedings can understand what's actually going on. But as Sarah Lear reports, finding the right interpreter is often challenging due to high demand for the profession.
When Remy Bashy first started as a court interpreter in Milwaukee County Circuit Court, she wore high heels to the courthouse.
Then I went to flats. Now I'm in the sneaker phase.
On a recent Friday, Bashy put those sneakers to work as she walked from hearing to hearing in the sprawling complex that houses Wisconsin's largest circuit court. As a freelance Spanish language interpreter, Bashy's services are in high demand.
I turned down almost as many jobs as I accept.
Under Wisconsin law, people with limited English proficiency have the right to a qualified interpreter in circuit and appellate courts. That applies to victims, their family members, witnesses, and people accused of crimes, says Kimberly Beyer, an attorney in Milwaukee.
In our country, the idea is that everybody in court is supposed to be equal. Just because you don't speak English as a native speaker doesn't mean you don't get to be in exactly the same situation as someone who does.
But Beyer's seen cases be delayed while a judge searches for a qualified interpreter. For some people, that can mean more time stuck in jail. Once, Beyer had a client who had to wait months for a resolution to his parental rights case.
It really was pretty painful having to tell him over and over, we don't have enough interpreters, so we're going to have to get a new date, because there's all this build up to your court date.
Janice Palma is with the National Association of Judiciary Interpreters and Translators. Palma says many states, not just Wisconsin, are struggling with an unmet need for court interpreters. She says higher pay would help alleviate the problem.
There is a demand for certain skills and certain knowledge, but that's not being compensated at the level that is being demanded.
Most court interpreters in Wisconsin are independent contractors, and their wages vary depending on how commonly spoken their language is. Recent Wisconsin-wide data shows Spanish interpreters earn an average of $70 an hour. Hmong interpreters earn nearly $90. Being a court interpreter takes more than just being bilingual. As Palma points out, you have to process what's being said and switch it from one language to another almost simultaneously.
All of this is happening at the same time. Your brain is working overtime. And this is very difficult for some people to realize. This is a very high skill.
Bashy has spent years honing those skills. She's one of about 36 certified Spanish interpreters in the state of Wisconsin. Wisconsin judges are supposed to use certified interpreters whenever possible, but certification exams are difficult and only a few people pass each year. Bashy believes those high standards are needed to ensure quality. She says higher pay and a more established educational pipeline could increase the supply of interpreters. Back in a Milwaukee County courtroom, Bashy puts on a black headset.
So this is the transmitter, and these are the receivers. So the interpreter speaks into the microphone, and the people that are wearing the headsets are hearing the interpretation.
Bashy interprets from English to Spanish and back again as a man is sentenced in a reckless driving case. The judge hands down some jail time, and Bashy takes off her headset. Then she's back on her feet in the courtroom hallway, waiting to be called wherever interpretation is needed next. Sarah Lear, Wisconsin Public Radio.